Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool internet talk radio station. Well, today on the couch, you're going to love it, and I invite you all to go nowhere. Keep it right here, because we're going to have an amazing show today. I'm steering a bit away from my psychological focus, sort of, kind of. Which is many times about interviewing self-help authors who are therapists, psychiatrists, and other physicians. But I'm actually not steering too far away because I consider my guest to be an amazing guide and psychologically, spiritually oriented woman. She's a healer in her own right. She helps us guide ourselves to a better understanding by teaching us how to get in touch with who she calls our own spirit guides. So she's an empowering woman. She helps us self-empower. And personally, I've always known about people who are intuitive and have psychic abilities. I was just talking to Shannon a little bit before the show, and I'll bring her up in just a moment. But back in the day, I won't tell you how many years ago, but when I was hosting a late-night radio show for ABC in San Francisco, one of my recurring guests were two psychic women. And they worked with the police department up in the Bay Area to help solve crimes and find missing persons. They were amazing. So I believe that all of us can get in touch with our guides or higher power. And I've witnessed these amazing gifted people firsthand. So let me just introduce my gifted person right now. Spirit guide interpreter Shannon Walbrand. And she's written a book. It's amazing. We're talking about her book today, and it's called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. But I've also not only read her book, but I've watched her on a lot of videos. I've listened to her radio shows, and she is amazing in helping people, you know, really find their own spirit guides, get in touch with themselves, their higher power, and their own intuition. And Shannon has been a sensitive, as we call it, and spiritual since she was a child. And I'm going to ask her more specific questions about her experiences, but she started to receive, you know, messages from spirit guides to help other people back in about 2003. And, of course, she's famous internationally and now shares these messages with folks all over the world through individual readings, live events, radio, TV. And we're going to tell you how you can get in touch with her and get a reading and find out more about her. And, of course, pick up her book a little bit later in the show as well. So her book, again, is called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. And I found it to be just fascinating. And it's a really, I love it because it's no nonsense, straight to the point, and really you have a great sense of humor, too. So let's welcome Shannon Walbrand, author of Guided, on the show. How are you doing today, hon?
Dr. Michelle Cohen,
hey.
Thank you for having me on your show. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, you're so sweet. It's lovely to have you. It's just an honor. And, you know, I just appreciate what you do for people. It's just selfless and very loving. And that's just why I just wanted to say that to you, my dear. So
we're walking the path, eh? We're walking the path.
Oh, goodness, yes. We sure are. So, and sometimes we get off, but that's okay, too. When we get off our path, and we'll right, that's okay. So, how would you describe what you do as a spirit guide interpreter? I don't think a lot of folks understand that.
I really liked your introduction, and I think that you've touched on many of the main points. I really believe that we are guided, and that's my theme. That's my theme of my whole life. You are guided. And what I mean by that is there is a divine intelligence in the universe. Mm. That divine intelligence is caring and wants the best for us. So in every culture, you can say that we have a construct of ancestors, angels, and guides that are messengers of God who are working with us through our struggles and our troubles, because, gosh, don't we have enough of those?
Mm-hmm. We sure do, Shannon. And I think everybody...
And so my role would be to interpret for them. They're talking to you, but, you know, you just can't hear them that clearly. So I'm a translator, kind of like a language translator between Chinese and English.
Mm-hmm. I've watched you work before, and... I love the way you remind me of some of the, like I described a little bit earlier, some of the psychic people I worked with earlier in radio who really did. I mean, you tune in. You're the real deal. You're tuning in. You're closing your eyes, and you're tapping into feelings. And are you hearing these messages in the form of voices, or are they? Is it written, or how are you feeling these things from others?
So in the psychic world, we call all of those gifts the clairs. Mm. We can say that somebody is clairaudient. We can say they're clairvoyant if they see. We can say they're claircognizant if they know. We can say that they're clairsentient if they can feel. So depending on your team and depending on what your team needs me to tell you, I tap into any of the clairs that I can. Mm. So if you have a stomach ache, then I get a stomach ache for those 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
It used to be that it was terrible, and I couldn't turn it off, and it would last for hours. But now it just lasts for about a minute, long enough for me to describe the feeling to you.
Wow.
So that would be clairsentience or empath, the work of an empath.
Yes. That is amazing, honey. How did you learn about some of these things? If you can share some of your amazing early experiences that I read about in your book, where you learned about these psychic abilities?
Well, I learned the hard way, right? Mm. So I was raised in a Catholic family in Minneapolis, and lovely family, really pushed me hard in education and tried to make me, you know, do my best. And I loved my upbringing, but it didn't really have room for this. Mm-hmm. So my parents were very allopathic. My father's an attorney. They're both still living. And my mother is a scientist by trade.
Lovely.
And then she went into math and computers. So we're talking really smart people. But when I would say, I saw a vision of the Virgin Mary in the maple tree, you know, they would say, yeah, I think you were probably dreaming,
mm-hmm. Yes.
For example.
Yes, yes. So they were very practical and very left brain type of folks. So they,
sure. Which gave me tremendous and a robust scientific method.
Yes.
And it's made me healthily skeptical, which I think is a great background for someone who is walking the path of faith. Because
yes.
Not everything is significant, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like some client called me and said, I can't come because I lost my car keys. So that means that... I can't come today, and it was not meant to be. And I said, no, it just means that you lost your car keys. You know, like, find your car keys.
Right. Exactly. Stuff stuff happens, you know, Shannon. I mean.
But, and also, get practical, you know.
Yeah.
Pay your bills and be on time and be a responsible citizen.
Yes, exactly. Yes, for sure, honey. So how did you learn to tap into your own and other people's spirit guides?
So it was a long journey, and I would say that it began when I was a tiny child, and then it took a break. And this is actually a pattern that I've read about in other mystics.
Mm-hmm.
Even Edgar Cayce. Do you remember the story of Edgar Cayce?
I do remember Edgar Cayce, but I don't remember the story, so if you could
share that. He had visions, and he actually had a vision of the Virgin Mary when he was very small, like maybe 3 or 4 years old.
Mm.
And then it took a break, and he only got his gift as the sleeping prophet, someone who could interpret medical issues and psychological issues and financial issues for people, I think when he was 20.
Yes, yes.
So for me, it kind of worked the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And my first big, big, big message was when I was about 20, and I heard a voice, and it was a loud voice, and it said one word, and this is very common. When spirit speaks, it's not like us that we talk and talk and rattle on.
Right.
It just gets the message across, and that's it. It's very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big message was teach. And, you know, I thought, oh, my God, I've got God on the line. Now I'm going to ask him, what about my boyfriend? Hey, what should I do? You know, do you think I should move home or what? And nothing. I got nothing else.
Right.
So, yeah, sorry.
Right, dead air. No, he went cold on you. So, I mean.
No air time.
Yep, there you go, girl. But that's what you're doing. I mean, it's just amazing. So, go ahead. I hear you. You're going to say something.
So, I was going to say that, yeah, you're right. I was going to say that Spirit started speaking to me in my early 20s, but I did not have the maturity to handle it at all.
Okay.
I was in my partying days.
Sure.
I was living a very wild life, traveling in many places and really not walking the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually only happened to me when I was 33,
mm-hmm.
and I was meditating on a retreat, on a conference,
nice.
And that was being held in the Sinai Desert in Egypt.
Hmm.
And at that point, I got the message that said, now it's time for you to help other people.
Wow. That's amazing.
Was huge. And then
then
I dropped everything. And then I said, okay, now this is my life's calling and I've got to do it.
Oh, God. Good for you. So then you just started tuning in more and more and tapping into your psychic abilities and getting in touch with higher powers or spirit guides, as you call them? Is that what was happening?
So specifically, I was using the tools of kinesiology. So
yes.
Kinesiology is usually a medical practice, as you're familiar with.
Yep.
And I was also using dowsing, which can be a pendulum.
Yep.
I was using muscle testing.
Yes.
I was using bibliomancy, which is looking in books to find particular lines or words that would then be the answer to the question.
Mm.
I was actually throwing everything I had at the problem,
right.
trying to figure out how could they talk to me and I could talk to them.
Yes.
How could we find a common language, a lingua franca?
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. So it did just start sort of coming to you and through you as you practiced these things, right?
I had guinea pigs, and the guinea pigs were people that I knew. There were also, I was running in a very international crowd
mm-hmm.
with people with extremely diverse backgrounds that I didn't even understand. People
mm-hmm.
from India, people from Pakistan,
yes.
people from the UK, people from Australia, really different lives, different childhoods.
Mm.
And they would ask me questions and I would give them answers and then I would check. I would say, how accurate was that? How could I make that more accurate? What would help you? Was I compassionate enough? Did I tell it to you with enough sympathy? Or was I too, you know, brusque about it? And then
yes.
They coached me, and I gave them the answers that they needed. And it really, I've kept in touch with those people over the years since 2003.
Oh,
and the things
lovely.
That they got answers on have come true, have come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
They've made some big life choices based on that information,
mm-hmm.
and it has worked for them. So they're my original case study.
Oh, that's amazing. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today. She is an amazing psychic, and I think you're a psychologist. I think you help people so much with their lives and help guide them. You are.
Without the piece of paper.
Well,
sorry.
That's right, yeah. Girl. But you know what? You were born with a piece of paper, so how's that? Shannon is the author of the book, Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. And she has been doing this and been receiving messages and is extremely psychic. I believe in it. I've experienced it myself and know that it exists. And I believe we all have that particular gift, but there are others who are just more in tune and open to it in their lives. And perhaps today, Shannon can help you how to get in touch with your own spirit guides. And pick up her book, by the way, because it's an amazing read. And it's just a lovely story as well. So you'll get a kick out of a lot of experiences Shannon has had. And also, it's self-help. You know, it's guiding you in all these wonderful things. So what and who are these spirit guides, Shannon? Are they past relatives? Or have they come out of the blue to say, oh, I need to help this person. They're really in bad shape on this particular plane of existence.
That's such a good question. And actually, different cultures believe in different systems.
Okay.
So your Christian cultures and your Muslim cultures and your Jewish cultures really believe in angels.
Mm.
Angels being emanations of God's actual energetic presence.
Mm.
So angels are not separate from God. Like, it's like a finger of God that just walks away from God and can talk to us because it's at our human scale, the human size. Ancestors are our direct grandparents.
Mm.
Who certainly love us and are certainly taking care of us and really want to know that we're doing our best, but they don't necessarily have the expertise in the areas that we need help with.
Yes.
Like, my grandparents were fantastic,
mm.
but they were who they were, and they weren't necessarily, let's say, technologically or technically skilled. Mm-hmm. And that's what I need help with right now, is mm-hmm. getting my courses online, or, you know? Mm-hmm. So a guide is a person who has incarnated many, many times. Mm-hmm. So you could say a bodhisattva, someone who is choosing to serve, to play the role of a helper or a teacher, mm-hmm. who has professional skills that are useful to you. Mm. So let's say you, Michelle, mm-hmm. can you ask the question,
sure.
Who are my guides right now?
Who are my guides right now? Who are they, Shannon?
So right now, you have a mentor psychologist who's working with you, mm-hmm. and I actually don't know your particular psychological school or background, but the guy who's working with you is Carl Jung, helping you to work on archetypes, the deep subconscious, and the symbolism of life. And what he's asking for you to do is to really study the connection between astrology, the body, and psychology, and his way of working. So I'll just ask you quickly, are you a fan of Carl Jung? Is that your stuff?
I am. It's not my particular orientation. No, but mm-hmm. I really am a fan, because he was very spiritual. So I understand mm-hmm. about the archetypes. I've you know, always had an interest and questioned, you know, the different archetypes that lie within all of us and how they apply to all of us. And, you know, that that our ancestors,
right.
we all share, you know, the same thing. So, yes, and the mandalas. And he was amazing. I thought he was amazing. So
absolutely.
I don't
And the next person looks like an artist.
Yes.
And she would be, it's a woman figure. So you could call her Frida Kahlo. She would be someone who is kooky, outrageous, quirky, really colorful, really wild, encouraging you to be visual, to put more art in your life, to wear bright colors, to get your hair done in a crazy way, and be more, have your inside match your outside. So, you know, I can't see you, but what they're, because we're on radio, but what they're telling me is that you have old messages from your childhood about being proper or dressing correctly, but actually it is time for you to, you know, dye your hair pink if you want, or wear those cat eye glasses, or wear the Hawaiian print dress. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I love that. I think that's very awesome. Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, great.
And today I decided to just kind of do that. Wear my bright pink, and I'm actually wearing it's kind of like a shawl of my mother's with all these bright colors.
Oh,
so yeah, I've got her energy
fantastic.
Here with me, and she's passed on. But I mean, it's just really cool to have her energy with me today. So yeah, you nailed
Beautiful.
It, girl. So there's...
Okay, so if we went on, we would talk about the other ones, and we would talk about what their gifts are and what their talents are and how they would interact in your life. But, you know, that would be...
Nice.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Okay, you're awesome. let's, you know, talk about the ways in which some folks can get in touch with their own spirit guides.
Absolutely. And, in fact, this is my mission. My mission is... You are guided, and you don't actually need an intermediary like a psychic or a medium or any kind of healer. You really don't need that unless it's an emergency case and you're desperate. But every day you can be tuning in. And the ways, well, I'd like to read to you a Rumi quote that I found just before our show, and I thought it was so perfect.
I love Rumi.
Everything is unseen and seen. You see the unseen in proportion to the clarity of your own heart, and that depends on how much you have polished it. So the way to connect with your guides and with your divine guidance is through, now these are classics, prayer, meditation, quiet time. Okay, those are obvious. The less obvious ones are dream life, tracking dreams, lucid dreaming, going into your dream and being active in your dream, playing a role in your dream. And then asking the people who are in your dream, what should I do? Should I move to California? Should I marry Thomas? Should I go to graduate school? Mm-hmm. So the people in your dream are figures who are ready to help you. Hypnosis, self-hypnosis, emotional freedom technique, tapping. You can use the things that I'm working on, like affirmations, the Louise Hay work,
Oh, yes.
There are so many ways, and so mm-hmm. how do you know which one to use?
Right.
Well, in my book, what I describe is, which of your five senses is the strongest?
Mm-hmm.
If you can find out which of your five senses is the strongest, then you can turn that in to your sixth sense.
Mm.
So my sense is touch. If I saw you, I would give you the biggest squeeze. I'm the biggest hugger.
Aww.
I'm always holding hands with people
and giving
them, you know, just touches, affectionate caresses. Touch. It's my language of love. And it's my best sense.
Wow.
A sweater feels too scratchy. My shoes feel too tight.
Right.
And how my chair feels is important. How my desk feels is important. So I use touch as my main signal from my guides.
They work
in my body.
Mm.
They tap me on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You feel nauseous if this business contract is not the right thing to do.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. So there is a lot of, you know, touch. And I would imagine that it could be difficult for some people because they may just feel like, oh, I've got a little stabbing pain in my back, or, oh, you know, I just have this weird feeling that something brushed up against me, but I'm sure it's my coat or something like that. I think we're always kind of like trying to find the rational, right, Shannon?
Some people look for meaning behind their illnesses or their discomforts,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's a really healthy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think meaning's really important, and like you said, you know, you talked about with me, you know, I should really kind of look into the mind-body connection, which, by the way, I'm all about. You nailed it, girl. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, for sure.
We have a caller on the line who's decided to call in at 323-203-0815. All my regulars know that the line here live on LA Talk Radio, right here on the couch, is 323-203-0815. So we're going to pull this person up. Let's see if we can add them to group call. Let's see if we can find this person. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle and Shannon. Who's this? Are you with us? Hello. All right. I guess we can accept this person.
I'm here, Michelle, waiting to hear the caller.
Let's wait. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle and Shannon. Hello? Nope. Drop the call again. All right. We encourage you all to call back if you would like to. That number is 323-203-0815. Maybe we can get up a call here on the air. And I do have some questions coming in online at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com as well. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. So let's move on, and then maybe we can get this caller back up. I see that there's a little bit of traffic coming in on the call line. So this is good. We love it. So we can tune in to our own guides, as you suggest in your book, through various methods, through different types.
Many.
Yes.
And so what I'm going to ask you to identify is, which of your senses is the strongest sense? Okay, Michelle, did you identify with the touch description that I was giving, or what do you think your strongest of your five senses is?
You know, I'm trying to delineate between my own inner psychological fears.
Okay.
And because there's a line sometimes, you know, we all have fears. We all have messages that we received, you know, like you said, growing up from whatever negative experiences, that life is scary and don't take everything openly. So I think my own inner, I think it's just gut feelings. I do have feelings of being brushed or having somebody grab me on the arm, or and I say thank you when that happens. I say thank you, I know you're here. But I think it's more of intuition, where I just get a feeling that comes over me, you know. I think that's what it's about.
So what I'm picking up about you is something that you haven't noticed before. Can you hear me clearly, Michelle?
I sure can, honey. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, thanks.
Good.
What I'm hearing from your guides is that what you haven't been tuning into is a gift that's given to you by your senses, which is your sense of smell.
Oh, boy.
So I want to know, are you the one in the house who says, I think this milk is off?
Oh, God.
Are you that person?
My husband says, I have a nose like a dog. So I...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I could pick up anything, yes.
So... Mm. And I'm really not. I'm like, I always have to give my son, like, do you can you taste this cheese? And he's like, I don't want to taste it. I think it's raw. I think
that's
it's rotten.
Cute.
And I'm like, well, just have a little bite and see if it's okay. He's like, no, I don't want to. So I really can't tell. My sense of smell is, I can't tell perfumes one from the other, you know?
Yes.
And people say, ooh, this room, it smells like smoke. I say,
right.
Oh, it doesn't.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's just not my strongest.
Right, right. So that might, as you suggest, be one of my kind of strong suits where I pick up, you know, senses of smell.
I really suggest that you do that, but I'm going to ask you to do it in a non-conventional way.
Okay.
So certainly you can smell when there's smoke, or you can smell when the food is bad, but what I really want you to do is, let's say that you have a business opportunity, or let's say that you have a tenant that's going to move in, or let's say that you want to know whether you should be friends with this new person or not, you should actually sit and meditate, because it's so easy for the spirit guides to just put one molecule of smell into your nose and to develop a dialogue with you. So the smell of a skunk would be, no, don't do this.
Yes,
no. Or the smell of a rose or a lilac would be, or a magnolia would be, yes, go ahead and sign that contract. Do it. It's a good deal for you.
Yeah. Okay. That is interesting. So it's just sort of a...
Would you be open to trying that the next time that you have a choice to
make? Oh, goodness, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
So I can do that, and I sure will be open to that. Sometimes, you know...
And then we get into the part about a feedback loop of positive reinforcement.
Mm. Okay. So tell me about that.
What's well, that? Let's say that you did smell something that smelled like lilac, and you did go ahead and sign the contract, and it turned out to be the best, most money-making thing that was so enjoyable and so easy, and the whole staff and everybody was so excited to have you.
Yes.
Then you would know, okay, I trust that.
Yes.
So then the next time I'm going to be even quicker in my yes when I smell something nice. But it should really be in the flower family, or it should be in the chocolate family, or it should be in the cinnamon family.
Mm.
And you develop this alphabet.
Mm.
Because we don't speak the same language as the guides. We really don't.
Yes. And that's, I think, where your gift comes in, because, I mean, it's so amazing for you to be able to help other people
that's
get
where
in
being
touch.
An interpreter is actually so fun.
That's
it's
exactly
like working at the United Nations.
Oh, I just love that. I just love that. And we have calls coming in, by the way, and Sam, I actually got the owner of the radio station walked in and said, we're having a bit of problem with the calls here live on the line. I'm going to try and see if I can add this other call to a group call. So hang in there. Let's see. We got another one coming in. Alrighty. Let's see if we can pull them up on the air. Let's see here. I don't want to have you get off the air. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle and Shannon Walbrand. Who's this? Hello. 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 All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you ask... Is she still there? Can you ask a question that is just a direct and brief question without giving any background information? Can you try that?
For the person who calls in? Or just me?
Yeah. Oh, I was talking to the person who was calling in.
Yeah,
yes.
And you know what?
What I would love is if they would ask, should I move to Colorado? And if so, when?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to be really concise.
Yes, that's a really good idea. But I'm pulling them, and I keep clicking on them, and they're not.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, darn. Well, geez, guys, I'm so sorry out there. Maybe you guys could text me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. That way we can get some calls through, and I could read them directly off my email here at the radio station. How's that? Straighttalkdoc.
Sure, you can
gmail.com.
Surrogate.
Yes,
you can
I will.
Surrogate.
Is that okay?
Let's try that and see if it works.
We'll see if that works. I don't
I guess
know.
So. Let's give it a try.
Let's give it a go.
Usually I need to hear... his voice, you know, so that I can get his his texture and his detail. And then also I do a little bit of a dialogue, like in September, because they tell me that there's a big family event in September.
Yes.
Okay, and then we get a yes or no.
Yes.
But let's do our best.
Okay, we'll do our best with that. Super. All right, Shannon. So a lot of people come to me and they talk to me about relationships. So as my work as a psychologist, and I know you get the same thing. And I love what you suggested in a blog that you wrote that I was reading. It was entitled Message from the Guides, about how we can find balance in relationships. So I loved how you said that relationships are not about what we can receive in worldly terms, but in what we find deep within ourselves. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. The guides were working on the problem of the shadow in each of us and how we aspire when we meet somebody else to integrate his qualities and good qualities into ourselves. So I married a fine artist, for example, who was very popular and very talented and really, he was a very successful businessman. And I wanted that. I wanted the society and I wanted his talents.
Yes.
And what happened was we broke up because I wasn't actually accessing my own talents, my own fame, and my own ability to be big in the world.
Yes.
So I was piggybacking on his success, and he felt that as a burden, and I felt as though I were a succubus, you know, sucking the energy off of him.
Yes.
And it drained the life out of our relationship. There were other factors, but when I look at that, I can see that that was the dynamic. So look at why you're attracted to the other person and find out, do you already have that going on inside of you? And how can you cultivate that? How can you nourish that inside of yourself?
That's lovely. So what do you think about opposites? People who have opposite styles or personalities, do they attract or...
Absolutely. Opposites definitely attract. The missing factor is respect. So if you say, I'm neat and he's a slob, I mean, I'm talking heteronormative relationships. It could be she's neat and she's a slob. The two relationships, you know, the two people in relationship attract each other, but do they respect it? Or do they say, I'm neat, she's a slob, and it's terrible?
I love it. That's exactly right. You have to have that element in there, don't you, Shannon? It's really important.
Yeah.
Respect is the biggie. I mean, that is huge. How can you love if you don't respect,
When you do counseling, don't you find that scorn, like what John Gottman did the research on, the four horsemen of the apocalypse of marriages, scorn, sarcasm, criticism, and stonewalling. Oh my goodness, if one or more of those is present, the marriage is kind of doomed unless it does a U-turn right away.
It's so true, and it's very difficult sometimes. I'm not real direct, per se, and judgmental in my therapy, so I, what I try to do is just suggest that this is not a healthy way of relating, or, you know, I don't want to pinpoint one particular person, as I'm sure you don't either in your work, but it, yeah, you got it. You said it exactly.
I'm a little bossier, actually, Michelle, so I'm a little bit more blunt, but that's because I don't usually have an ongoing relationship with the client.
Yes.
He usually comes to me just once.
Yes, yes, exactly. So you can just sort of get
so
the
you,
garbage
you
out of the
you see them week after week after week, or month after month after month, and I just have one shot at it. So I say, hey, you, this is not working. This is what needs to be fixed.
Yes, it's so true. It's exactly what needs to be fixed. I agree. No, I think it's really important. And by the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. And my special guest today is Shannon Walbrand. We're talking about her work and also her book. It's an amazing read. It's called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. And you folks out there are going, well, Dr. Michelle, you're usually talking about psychological issues and, you know, communication and this and that. This is what it is about. I've had personal experiences, as I, you know, talked about earlier, guys, with psychics, people who are empaths and have these gifts. Just some folks are more in tune with them and allow them to come out. I think we're all capable of it. So I truly believe in it. We are all capable of it, right, Shannon?
Absolutely. And not only are we capable of it, I believe there's an imperative. There's a spiritual imperative for us to tune in. If there is a God, if there is a divine intelligence, and if it wants to help us, wouldn't we tap into that? Because it's free. It's like free Wi-Fi. You know, wouldn't you use free Wi-Fi if it were available?
Yes. No, exactly. And that's the thing. What I really like about your book is that you give folks ways to, you know, just sort of identify with what feelings or thoughts or senses or whatever they may have to tap into some of these things. And again, you know, as I... go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll put a caveat on that. I do believe that the divine intelligence wants to help us in all of our decisions of our lives, but I've had people take it too far.
Yes, yes.
So I've had people who ask their angels and guides and draw angel cards over, should I have another cup of coffee?
Right.
Or should I walk or should I take my bike?
Yes.
Or, you know, like, yes. There is such a thing as we are created as human beings with yes. free will and agency, and we need to take responsibility for our lives. Mm-hmm. And so there's really no need to ask, should I blink, you mm-hmm. know, or
yes.
can I have potatoes for supper? Like,
right.
that's okay. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay, I have some emails coming in here. Is that okay if I try to interpret or read them to you, and maybe you can pick things up from me? I don't know. Let's see how we communicate, Shannon. How's that?
Yes, let's give it a try.
Let's give it a go. All right, this is from Mark, and he said, I was diagnosed with bone cancer 2.5 years ago, and I've had 4 heart attacks. Excuse me. Since then, I've also been diagnosed with diabetes and had a major concussion from someone hitting me in a car accident. Why do I have such bad luck? Question mark. Why didn't I see these things coming? Question mark. Am I doing something wrong in my life?
So the first message that I have for Mark is you're going to live.
Yes.
And in fact, you're going to live quite a long while.
Yes, yes, yes. Excellent.
It looks to me as though he's got 21 to 25 years left.
Mm.
His angels are asking for him to consider the series of bad luck events as a glitch, as glitches, mm-hmm. and that they do not define his entire incarnation.
Yes.
He could say that the title of his autobiography is Bad Things Happen to Me.
Aha.
That would be an
yes.
inappropriate title for this autobiography. He actually could title the book that he wanted to write of his life, the book of Mark's life, as Gosh, Am I Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So if you retold each of those stories,
yes.
you could say, I was in a situation of grave danger, and thanks to the help of my friends and those really great doctors, I made it to the hospital in time, and everything was okay.
Yes.
So his angels are asking for him to, and they're not saying this at all callously. They're mm-hmm. saying this really gently. It might not come across in my tone,
okay.
but they're saying, reframe, Mark, reframe.
Yes. That's so important because of the mind-body connection as well. That's beautiful.
It's said really lovingly.
Mm.
And they're asking for him to remember something that happened when he was 13.
Mm. Okay.
That was a bad accident of some kind.
Okay.
They're not telling me what it was. Okay, let's say that he fell off a horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
It did not color the rest of his adolescence. He let
yes.
it slide. He
yes.
gave it a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's an older adult,
mm-hmm.
and each
mm-hmm.
of these things is a threat to mm-hmm. his mortality, he's thinking, oh my gosh, I almost died.
Yes.
He should actually be saying, oh my goodness, I lived.
Yes.
Fantastic. Let me get back into my life purpose.
Boy, that's beautiful. So thank you so much, Shannon.
Okay, that's
for
the message for today.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for helping with that. And I hope Mark follow Shannon's advice, and she tapped into it. So listen carefully. And also
I can't take any credit, hey?
Oh.
I'm just the translator.
Ah.
It's kind of like if I were the translator for Kofi Annan, you know, and I was saying, okay, the Paris Declaration is like this. No, I would be like, okay, bonjour, yeah, let's talk about it. I'm not actually the source of all of this great wisdom. I always listen to the messages that I'm giving, and I say, ooh, that was good. I could
yes.
learn from that.
Yes.
Gosh, that actually applies to my life, too. Cool.
Isn't that great? Isn't that lovely? Bless your heart that you have that.
Yeah, and it also keeps me off my high horse, right?
Yeah, that's right. It gives us humility, doesn't it? We have another email that came in. This is from David. And he was wondering if he should continue to strive and make the best of his current work situation, or if he should focus more of his energy in another facet where he could support himself while enjoying what he does.
So they're asking me to use, first they gave me the word candy, as in sweets.
Ah.
And they also gave me the word location independence.
Hmm.
And they'd like him to get out of the regular workforce, get out of the 9-to-5, become completely independent, and work online, providing services. He's not a physical person, and in that, like, he shouldn't do brick and mortar business. He
yes.
shouldn't sell shoes or furniture.
Right.
He should
right.
provide services, intellectual property, and they're asking for him to consider moving to a foreign country that is a low cost of living, so we could look at Vietnam or Thailand, where he would eat the candy that he has always wanted to eat. So this is a person who does delayed gratification, does not give himself the treats that he needs, and does not allow himself to enjoy the life that he has right now. So his angels are suggesting that he do a real reevaluation of his life situation.
That's great. All right. David, thank you so much for emailing us, and thank you, Shannon, for that advice. That's amazing. That's really amazing. I love this.
Thank you, Michelle. I wish that we could talk to him and he could say, what are you talking about?
I know.
I don't want to move to Vietnam.
That's right. Taste the candy. Go for it.
Eat the candy. It's okay.
That's right. And we're talking to Shannon Walbrand here on the couch about her latest book. It's called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. And Shannon is very psychic, and she has helped thousands and thousands of people in her life because she was born with a gift of tuning into people and just sort of hearing what guides have to say and what may be helpful to other people. She just has these abilities, and I believe totally in them. I've had experiences myself that I said were just knocked my socks off, you know, with people who, you know, had the gift that Shannon has. If you want to email me a question that Shannon may be able to answer here, it's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com here on LA Talk Radio. Our phone lines are just sort of, the Skype's bumping around here, so we're having some issues trying to pull people up live on the air. And I know we'd love to hear your voice so we can connect you, but just go ahead and email me. Shannon has helped a couple of folks really a lot, I think, here, and they're going to, you know, take seriously what she said. Let's just ask this. Let me throw this out right now so people can start Googling you. But don't go off the air, guys. Stay with us. What's the best way people can find out more about you, Shannon, and get your services as well, and also pick up your books?
Thank you, Michelle. Mm-hmm. My website is the same as my name. So it's shannonwalbrand.com. And Shannon is S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Walbrand is WALBRAN.com. So I'm on all the social media platforms under that same name, but really my website is the best portal.
Yes, it is a great way to go. And also you can check her out on, you know, different shows. She's on YouTube, but also she has, you know, a lot of different radio shows, and she's done a lot of readings for people. And intensive.
I love radio.
Things.
I think radio is a great medium for this kind of work.
Isn't it? It's really, what amazes me is that you can tune into somebody's voice and you can just sort of communicate with them through that. And I'm sure, you know, it's such a gift because you're not looking at someone actually, and you're not, you know, getting cues and looking into their eyes. But again, like I said, when I've watched you do your work with someone in person, you actually sort of close your eyes and you look down because you're trying to really tune into that, what's going on. You're not trying to read or pick up cues that may say yes or no, or, you know, that a lot of negative people say, oh, well, this person that's reading you, they're just picking up a little. They know how to read cues, and they'll, if your eyebrow raises when they say a subject, then they'll keep going on and on and on until, you know how to tune in, actually.
Yeah, you're right. I'm actually much more interested in what the angels or the guides have to say than what the client has to say.
Right.
So when I work in a session, I have the client prepare 10 written questions, and he or she keeps the questions to himself, doesn't send them to me, and he just reads them out loud to me, just like the two questions that you just read to me.
Yes, yes.
And I say, stop talking, don't give me any more information, I don't want to know.
Yes.
Because isn't it more fun if I can say, well, that's because you were actually the youngest child. And he says, okay, I was second to youngest. Okay, fine. You played the role of youngest child, and that has colored your whole life experience. But if he reveals all of that, then it's not so much of a fun game anymore.
No, it's really true. That is true. And I've heard this from other real psychics like you who say, please don't give me too much information, because that's going to start me thinking and coloring in and trying to fill in the puzzle. It's like, no. I just want a real basic question where I don't have details, so I can really get, you know, creative and really tune into these answers without judgment, without any barriers.
some psychics just start talking as soon as you sit down, and they, and I've had that happen. I've gone to different readers before. I've had different sessions done on me, and I just walk into the room, and then they say, "Oh, you came in with a huge ball of light around you, and because of your childhood, da 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 da," and they give me lots of information, which is cool.
Yeah.
But the reason that I do the question and answers is that I actually want you, the client, to have the power to make your own decisions about what are the most important things to you. Mm-hmm. So what are your top 10 problems? What are your top 10 challenges? Mm-hmm. Some people bring in 9 questions about their marriage, you know? And then I say, do you want to ask anything about your finances? Because that's also kind of in trouble.
That's great. Yeah, because you're picking up on other things, too. Shannon, tell me, why are these guides, I know this is a simplistic question, but why are they so interested in us physically on this plane? Why do they want to help us and guide us along?
Okay, there's a system, and you could call it, it's kind of like the university system. So students come in. And there are teachers that are assigned to you, and you have to take these 5 classes this semester.
Yes.
You know, you have to take biology and psychology, you have to take an art class, you have to take an English class and history class. And the professors are there, and they care about you in a rather dispassionate way, differently from how your grandmother would care about you.
Right.
So she has an investment. She wants you to have a life, she wants you to have a house, she wants you to have children, whatever, to carry on her name.
Mm-hmm.
But the professors are detached, I mean in a good way, in a Buddhist way. Mm-hmm. They just want you to pass the class, and they want to give you the information that you need. And if you don't pass the class, you're going to have to take it again. And you know that from life, right?
Right.
If you don't meet a challenge, then the experience comes back in another way.
Yes.
So they want to help us because it's a system of incarnation and reincarnation. I think the best explanation I ever read was Dr. Michael Newton, the hypnotist. Do you know about that guy, Lives Between Lives?
I don't.
The Andrew Weil stuff,
you know,
and then also the Destiny of Souls.
Right. I've read the Lives Between Lives book. I loved that. That was amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
So
super.
Yeah.
And Michael Newton hypnotized people and then asked them, "So who are you?" And he would say, "Well, in this lifetime, I'm an American woman, but last lifetime, I was an Indian guru, and the time before that, I was a Chinese merchant."
Right.
And then he would ask, "What are the themes?" You know,
exactly.
And the soul would answer, "Well, one of my themes is addictions. So I've been working through a morphine addiction, an opium addiction. It depends on which culture I live in."
Yes.
You know, in this culture, it would be an alcohol addiction.
Yes. Yes. So it's just sort of tying
fascinating
things together.
Stuff.
It really is fascinating stuff. And so is your book. It's about that time we have to get off the air. It's gone so fast, Shannon. Oh, my gosh.
What a pleasure to be with you. Gosh, you really
lovely.
Hold the space in such a beautiful way. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. And thank you for giving all that you do to everyone and for being on the couch with me today, Shannon. And by the way, guys, if you want to get a hold of her book, it's called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. And also find out more about Shannon, utilize her services, read her blog, see her on TV, and on and on. You can check her out at Shannon Wallbrand. It's Shannon Wallbrand, WALLBRAN.com. And get a little more in touch with your spirit guides, guys. Thank you, Shannon. Bless you. And so appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right, guys. Hope you listened mostly to the show. If you didn't, of course, you know you can come on back because all of my shows are in the archives, free iTunes podcasts on the couch, and also here on LA Talk Radio. The archives will be up on my webpage here on LA Talk Radio tomorrow, and you can listen to the show if you missed a little bit of it. Thanks for listening, everybody. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for other people. That's the way it works in the world. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.